Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm continuing the transcription on Onnellen, K-I-L-L-E-N. This continues with the address information for her clinic. It is Family Medicine Clinic in Gridley, Adventist Health. Fax is 530-846-5592. The clinical indication is neurological referral with history of symptoms of possible orthostatic hypotension, concerns for autonomic dysfunction. Dear professional colleagues, Onnellen was seen for her initial neurological evaluation on August 14, 2023. She completed her initial paperwork and examination with findings of possible autonomic dysfunction for which laboratory testing was requested. New paragraph, as you may remember, she's had two hospital evaluations, including imaging and a possible laboratory testing of which we have no results. New paragraph, by your reports, extensive laboratory testing was also ordered at your clinic, but we do not have those reports either. New paragraph, I was able to obtain the results of my laboratory requests that went through Quest Labs, apparently copies to your office, but I still don't have your reports. New paragraph, as you have already identified, she has episodes of bradycardia associated with hypotension for which cardiology evaluation is pending next week. New paragraph. Further questioning today reveals that her primary concern is the psychosocial stressors that she has to deal with her elderly, demented, and apparently emotionally disabled husband who is abusive and verbally threatening in a homicidal way, concerned about his unloaded weapons at home, waiting for the, quote, bullets, unquote, to be delivered from his other domicile in the northern United States. A paragraph, according to Ona, who is accompanied today by her daughter, precautions have been put in place to avoid any transmission of dangerous weapons material to the house. New paragraph, despite this, the husband is still focused on having his loaded guns and shooting people if they come around. New paragraph, we had an extended discussion today about the dangers of this situation. I've indicated to her that she needs to contact an attorney and possibly the police and have her husband either placed under surveillance, discussed, or arrested should he have any more verbally threatening behaviors. New paragraph. Clearly, by her report, her husband has been determined to be demented, but has refused referral for evaluation and care. New paragraph, should his behavior continue and be disruptive, as it is at this time, disrupting her sleep, most likely causing her current clinical symptoms, then there needs to be an intervention accomplished to have her husband evaluated in appropriate circumstances and treated to protect her and him in this unfortunate family circumstance. New paragraph, it would be my impression and opinion at this time that the majority of her clinical symptoms, while possibly reflective of underlying cardiovascular disease, are a consequence of severe psychosocial stressors and sleep deprivation. New paragraph, correction of these factors, of course, may improve her clinical circumstances, reducing her symptoms. New paragraph, today she is not dizzy and feels not symptomatic. New paragraph, will send a follow-up report when she returns